It's been a while since Kayla Lewis Allen of Madison voted in an election.
I honestly, if I can be completely honest, I have not voted since Barack Obama.
She has a booth set up at an event for Black voters at a Milwaukee brewery. She's here to promote her small business and talk to people about voting. She's excited to cast her ballot this year, she says, because of everything that's been going on.
So we had COVID happen, and then Black Lives Matter was booming because several Black men and Black women being killed. I think that is gonna bring everybody out. I think that was the switch that everybody needed.
She says that learning about George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Jacob Blake and watching the protests made her think that her vote could make a difference. And she thinks there are lots of other people like her.
So I talk about my friends, my husband, my son is 11 years old, and he's like, I wish I could vote. So like everybody's getting this conversation.
Getting people motivated by the protests is one thing. Getting them motivated by the candidates on the ballot is another. Donald Trump has criticized the Black Lives Matter movement and sided with police on issues like use of force. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have supported the movement, but Biden has been criticized for his tough-on-crime record as a senator and Harris for her record as a prosecutor. Just a few tables over, Katie Avila Lockmiller says that some people feel like the election won't necessarily change how the criminal justice system treats Black people. But she says now is not the time to give up on voting.
So I think there's a lot of people who feel exhausted and might not be as energized to go vote. But then I think there's another group of people who are, I guess myself included, are saying, please, this isn't the time to get exhausted. This is the time to continue to organize and strategize.
It's unclear exactly how the general public's views of the Black Lives Matter movement could shape the election. According to the Marquette University Law School poll, support for the movement in Wisconsin surged this spring after the death of George Floyd, before it declined later in the summer. It stayed relatively steady since then, even after the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, the riots that followed, and the visits to Kenosha by both presidential candidates. But poll director Charles Franklin says both the Republican and Democratic Party bases are paying attention.
It's very motivating for the folks that are taking part in the protests or sympathizing with the protests. But folks on the pro-Trump side also see it as an opportunity to mobilize fear of, as they would say, crime and violence in the cities.
And it's not just the voters who are motivated. Campaigns are watching the movement, too. Maya Neal is the political manager at Leaders Igniting Transformation, a Milwaukee group that organizes Black and brown youth to push for social, racial, and economic justice. She says this summer's events have put the issue front and center.
It's really forcing them to address it, because if you ran a campaign and didn't address racial discrimination and didn't address the Black Lives Matter movement that's marching outside of all of our front doors, you're just choosing to be blind at that point.
But even though a big part of her job is getting people out to vote, she says when it comes to advancing the Black Lives Matter movement, voting is only one piece in the puzzle. She says no matter what, there will still be work to be done long after November 3rd. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.